Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That is Ben. Hello, Benuni. How you doing there,
buddy? How are you?
Good. Everybody, welcome to Real Housewives of Rutland. If you want this on video or you want bonus episodes, this week will be Top Chef. Or if you want ad-free listening or a Discord server access, which is a fun place to go talk, or a free weekly newsletter / blog recap thing, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And today is Real Housewives of Rhode Island, Season 1, Episode 3, Saturday Night Fever Dream. It is our second Studio 54 party in a week on Bravo. They're really leaning into that Studio 54 time.
What was the other one?
Rachel's party on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You're right. Well, here we are in episode 3, and we finally got our taglines. Actually, we had our taglines for Atlanta. It just occurred to me. We forgot to even say what they were. Okay, well, next week on Atlanta, we'll give you guys the taglines. But this week, we here are the Rhode Island taglines. We start with Kelsey, who says, who needs a sugar daddy when my life is this sweet? Like, your life is that sweet because of your sugar daddy. I hate to break it to you.
So you have a sugar daddy, and that is why your life is sweet. Yes.
Yes.
And you're also cheating on the sugar daddy blatantly on TV, which is ballsy, I got to say.
I have to say, like, I love the ballsiness to basically be hatching a murder plot on TV. Like, these guys are going to plan to commit murder and like get the guy's money, right? And
100%. They totally seem like they're gonna totally murder this guy. I'm so glad you said that. It does seem like that. Yes.
Like, we've seen this movie before. Girl's in with the sugar daddy. She's upset. He likes the other wife more, the other girlfriend more. Doesn't treat her with respect. She feels trapped. She meets a hot new guy with a big booty. And then they decide, you know what? We're gonna rob him. Go off to Mexico. Like, it's happening. It's like, it's right here. It's all happening.
Well, she didn't even meet the guy with the booty. She's already been with the guy. She's known the guy for years and years. So yeah, it's like one of those, okay, you go get the rich guy, we'll kill the rich guy. And they would have done it, but the guy's always out of town. They can just never get him.
They're too regional. They're like, we would kill him, but we just can't make our way down to Florida.
Airlines. God, ever since they changed the seating on Southwest Airlines, just can't. Book it me. Like,
well, unfortunately, we can't take our gun through security anymore. So it's been real hard.
So Rula's like, I have a blessed life and I'm a loyal wife. Yeah, but your husband's not loyal. What are you? Do you talking about being a loyal? You're a sucker. Okay, that's what you need to say. But
I'm a sucker.
My lips pucker and I'm a sucker. You know your husband is cheating on you. He doesn't even deny it right now. Leave that man. What is wrong? What is going on over there? Do I need to go pick you up? Because I will. Seriously. My Lebanese sister. I will.
I know. I was so excited for you that they had that whole scene of Lebanese women getting together, especially that one lady. Oh, I love her. We need to see more of her. Then we have Alicia, who says, why settle for just a slice when you can have the whole damn pie? Why have a slice? You have a pie. I was sort of hoping she'd say something about a cracker. Why not get a cracker?
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's why I also have a cracker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like hers because I feel that way. And that's how I eat pizza. I eat the whole thing.
I agree.
I just did it the other day. It was painful.
I was with you.
I shouldn't be able to eat that much pizza because I'm on a GLP-1, but I did. I somehow did it.
We had a lot of pizza together the other night. It was great.
Oh, I did after that as well because I got
additional.
Yeah, like I'm a food addict. So it's like heroin addicts, you know, like you have a taste and then you're like, I'm back. So I had that pizza and it was like ever since then I've been eating pizza and chocolate Raisins of all things.
Oh,
I love a chocolate reason. So anyway, yeah, that's a little personal, but that's where I'm at. So Alicia, okay, we did her. So Ashley's like,
wow, Ronnie, talk about TMI, chocolate reasons. Woo, you crossed the line.
Chocolate binging. I'm basically binging. I'm going down a dark path is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And Ashley is like, my life is like a rom-com. When I'm not crying, I'm laughing.
Rom-coms are dead. Rom-coms are dead. Just want to let you know that. Rom-coms are dead, Ashley. And we have Rosie who goes, I used to report the news, but now I'm the headline. Well, this must be a slow news day.
Seriously, what news is that? You're not even the headline on this show. What are you talking about?
Sleeping
with the old basketball player? What's the headline?
I used to have a local lifestyle show on Saturday afternoons on the Rhode Island television station. But now I'm the headline on said station on Saturday news reports.
And then Joellen's like, I'm not trying to be mean. I just mean what I say.
And finally, Liz. In the Ocean State, I dispense the weed and the truth. All right. My favorite. Let's see. I think Ashley's maybe my, not Ashley's. Ugh, not Ashley's. Alicia's. I think Alicia's my favorite. Why settle for a slice when you can have the whole pie?
Yeah. That's a good way to live life. So Rosie and Rich are washing the pink Jeep outside. And what's with people on Bravo washing their own cars the past few weeks? It's been Erica Jane, Joe from Southern Hospitality. Now this person. Why am I subjected to people washing their own cars? These are supposed to be shows about rich people minus Southern Hospitality.
Yeah. Well, you know, this economy, even the rich people have to wash their own cars.
I guess. So they're washing it, and then Joellen and Gary are drinking wine by their pool, and she's still pissed that Brian sent an email to her work trying to get her fired from the esthetician machine rental store, whatever she does.
Yes.
And then they tried to get me to not deliver a laser. Oh, they've got another thing coming.
And then we see Liz and Jerry, they're biking through Roger Williams Park, and we got GoPros going, and Jerry's like, nice butt, babe. Baby's got a little back there, okay? Too early to go skinny dipping? Come on, Jerry. And then we go back to Ashley and Jared, and they go to, Ashley is visiting Rosie and Rich, and so they're saying hello and everything, and Rosie's like, my God, our house, I mean, here was the plan. I was like, I'm selling my condo, and he was like, I'm gonna sell one of my condos, and we're like, okay, let's buy a house. And then so Rich finds like a one bed, one bath over a 3-car garage, and he's like, why do you have a 3-car garage with a one bed, one bath above it? Okay, that's a different, I don't understand the logistics of that.
Because a straight guy built it. That's how straight guys are. They'll like get a BMW, but then live in a cardboard box at the same time.
So it's for three people. But then he's like, but now he wants to add 5,000 square feet to it. Like, Rich really likes to flip houses. And so, like, he'll flip one, and then it's like, he's done with that, and he sells that, and he'll go to another one. But, like, I wasn't planning on that being my new lifestyle choice.
Yeah, well, you married a flipper. That's what you're going to do. So the men are outside because they're men, you know, and Jared's like, oh, wow, you want to talk about square footage on this one? You don't have to make that noise here, bro. Okay, just be confident. Be confident in yourself.
So Rosie is, she's saying, you know, so by the way, I haven't talked to you since the winery. I mean, for the most part, we did have a pretty nice day, right? And now she's like, yeah, it was nice. Why am I crying right now? I don't know. But honestly, I feel like the majority of the lunch, there was just like, there were so many questions and like follow-up questions I could have asked, but I didn't. She goes, yeah, but I do think it was crazy the way that Kelsey admitted polyamory. And then Ashley's like shocked by this because she's like, you know, at one point, like Rosie says, like, oh, you walk like a polyamorous duck. You sound like a polyamorous duck. You quack like a polyamorous duck. You're a polyamorous duck, which, by the way, I like the idea of a polyamorous duck. But then Ashley is also like shocked by this. I forget what she says, but she says something like, this is like super polyamorous. Like, oh my God, she's like in a polyamorous. You're on The Bachelor.
No kidding.
On, like, a literal show about polyamory.
But even worse, you were on The Bachelor in Paradise, which is like you're literally dating five people at one time. And so is he. I know Ashley acting like, oh my God, that's crazy. From the world of The Bachelor, you were one of 30 people dating one guy, Ashley.
You're in polyamory, the game. I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So she's like, wow, plot twist of the century. And Rosie says, I actually felt bad for Joellen because I never saw that one coming because of the whole ruler thing. And then we go back to Joellen talking to her husband, Gary. And she's like, yeah, the other day when we were at the vineyard, I mean, we did all these things. We're on the bus. We had so much fun. And then literally after the vineyard tour, Kelsey's like, by the way, in about 7 seconds, ruler's going to be at lunch. And now I don't know that she and Liz, you know, Liz and Kelsey all went to dinner like a couple days before. And I just wish that somebody had said something to me.
So now we go back to Liz and Jerry bike riding. And Liz like, Jerry, why are you so far behind me? And he's like, just relaxing, baby. Maybe you should do the same.
Well, as you know, it's almost impossible for me to relax. Come on, Jerry.
It's like, well, was there any drama?
Yeah, the drama was all mine. Alicia's like asking about the rumors. And you know what? It's all bullshit, Jerry.
So she's like, the rumors are about Dino and me. Like, we have this torrid affair. It's a mortifying accusation. You wonder everywhere you go, you know, you go shopping or you go here and you're like, what are they really thinking of me?
Well, you've got a braid on top of your head and you're drinking out of a silver chalice from medieval times. So I think that no matter when you walk into a store, people are going to wonder what the fuck is going on with you. Okay.
I think at all times people are like, what is this lady? Who is this lady? Who is this cartoon character who just walked in?
So you're like a housewives version of a Spartacus extra. Like, yeah, people are wondering what's going on.
It just gets to be too much, Jerry. And yet to have a good friend of mine like Alicia just set me off.
He's like, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Jerry and I spend every waking and sleeping minute together for 14 years. And then Jerry started this passion of sport fishing. That passion took him away 3 weeks out of 4 for a few years.
What is this, like 1813? He went on a whaling expedition. Why is it taking him away for 3 weeks out of 4 crazy. Every month?
How is that possible? You have a man who goes sports fishing 3 weeks out of 4?
What? Moby Dick is dead. Seriously. It's too late.
He's Captain Ahab out there. He's like, I will find that whale. I will find that whale.
Like, yo, we've been through the shit, but I love Dino. You know, he's been on our lives for 20 years. When Jerry was going to be gone, it wasn't uncommon for him to actually call Dino and say, look after our vagina. So, you know, we would be out 3 or 4 times a week sometimes. I'm sure people spotted us at clubs, you know, sometimes just the two of us. Ooh. I mean, I know it looks cool, sexy story and everything, but look at me and look at Dino. You say sexy, 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 right? But really, at the end of the day, you get spray tans for spray tans, okay? So let's move on from it. There's so many other amazing things happening and coming up in our lives. I mean, the Studio 54 party, Jerry.
He's like, yeah.
Jerry's turning 54. He loves music. He loves to dress up. He loves to dance. 54 at Studio 54.
So we see a flashback, and Liz invites everyone.
Gotta come to the Studio 54 party, girls.
So now we're back to this pond, and he's like, you're beautiful, babe. I'll give you that. I am one lucky man. He's like, yeah, thank you. Probably should have worn a bra today, huh?
So now we go back to Rosie's, and they're talking about their outfits.
That's going to be also like her line of greeting cards. Every card will just be a different image of something. It'll be like a sheep on a treadmill. I'll be like,
probably should have worn a bra today. Happy birthday.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So we go back to the other conversation, and Ashley is like, oh my God, Jared has no bell bottoms. I mean, how can I marry a guy without bell bottoms? Does he even love me? It's like, you want to see riches? I'm really nervous about tomorrow. I mean, what if they bring Rula? She's like, oh my God, Rula's mad at Joellen? Oh, but she's going to have to see her at the disco party. What if people fight?
So now we're back with poolside, Joellen and Gary, and Joellen's like, I think that they're really all going to be at Liz's Studio 54 party. I was like, well, good. I can talk to him then. And so she says, Brian, Rula's husband, told my job that I am accusing him of having an affair, which he is. by the way. And Brian wrote an email to the marketing team, which who then forwarded to me. I'm like, well, Joellen, they're in marketing. They're all about getting the message out. Sorry.
I love that he sent it to the marketing team. Well, how is that trying to ruin your life? Like, wouldn't you send it to like the CEO or the owner of the company? Like, I'm sending it to marketing. That'll fuck her.
Just in case they were going to put her on the brochure. Not so much anymore.
Did he just go to the website? Did he just go to the website and look for like the contact email for inquieries?
He must have. He must have, because those emails are going to go to the marketing team, right? Contact at penisbotox.com, whatever it is.
Yeah, like hello at scrotox.com.
Hello at crowsfootbegone.com.
Yeah. So the email said, I would like to file a complaint about me. And then he reached out to another colleague at my company who then reached out to HR, who got back to me through my boss because HR can't tell me.
What?
Wait.
HR can't tell you.
He then reached out to HR. First of all, what a rat. Who the fuck is this guy? And when are you going to roast his balls? And then HR got back to her through her boss because HR can't tell me. So HR called her boss and then her boss told her. What do you mean HR can't tell you? Yeah.
What? Did they run out of their resources?
What is going on in Rhode Island? Here's something I have to say about this show. I think this show's funny and unique in a way, but I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about on this show. Like, I don't understand the logistics of it. I don't understand like how you have a boyfriend that your husband hangs out with, but you're not really dating you're clearly fucking that guy. And then this other lady, I just don't understand. Like, what are they talking about? If this other guy's having an affair, it's clearly having an affair, but the wife is going to refuse to talk about it all. I just don't know where they're coming from. You know what I mean? It seems so Looney Tunes. It's hard. It's not like I get what every housewife is going through. It's kind of fun that it's a cartoon and they're all so rich and you're like, well, that's not me. But you still find something to relate to with the people. And these people, I don't at all. I'm like, what are they doing? What are they talking about? What are they feeling?
So I just guested on a podcast over the weekend. And when it comes out, I will shout it from the mountaintops. But one of the hosts was like, I was watching Rhode Island and I was like, wow, this is the first ever Real Housewives that was written by AI. And I was like, that's exactly right.
That is how it feels. It feels like they're just made up kind of characters that the plots are just so bizarre. Like I can't really relate to anything, I guess is okay. I'm still entertained, but what the fuck is she talking about? She went to a colleague at the company, reached out to HR, but HR couldn't get back to her. So they reached the boss, but the boss what?
Maybe HR is just, maybe it's not human resources. That's just what they call someone at the company whose name is Harriet Rinaldi. Like,
I told Harriet Rinaldi, you know, HR, but she couldn't tell me anything about it because she's in accounting. She's not allowed to talk to me.
I mean, it doesn't make nothing, truly nothing. Also, this is, I think, the first time HR has ever been referenced on Real Housewives in terms of people having jobs. Like, has anyone ever had a job on the show that actually required, that had an issue with HR? Like, you know, you've got Sonia Morgan selling toasters. She's not dealing with HR. Countess Luann has nothing even close to an HR doing whatever things she's doing. You know, like, I'm sure that Heather Gay does not have HR at Beauty Lab and Laser. So it's just funny that even the idea of HR broaching The Real Housewives.
Yeah, weird show. So she's like, I don't appreciate her or her husband trying to fuck with my family, and we have three kids, so that is so below the belt. I know, but you sitting here talking about the husband fucking other people isn't great for their family either. I mean,
yeah, that's true too. Even if it is true what you're saying, like you're saying it over and over and over again. Yeah. Scary's like, yeah, maybe I'll beat him up, maybe I'll throw him off the dock. She's like, yeah, oh, do it, babe. I'll be so excited if you do that. You know, I'll fuck you for this. I'll fuck you. Throw him off the dock. One man off the dock, one woman on your dick. That's what I say.
So now we go to Kelsey, who is at a coffee shop that's not, what's her other coffee shop name?
Audrey's.
It's not Audrey's. This is Bomb Cafe. Bitty, bitty, bomb, bomb.
Somehow I feel like Jared is still there. It's like, Juliana, oat milk coffee for Red and Juliana. Nope. Okay. he just interrupts. He's like, I have to always be preparing coffee. Always.
So she's meeting her boyfriend, Bill. And last week she was like, well, I mean, I'm just so lonely in this big house all alone. And now we find out that she's got a boyfriend named Bill. So he comes in. He's kind of cute.
Yeah,
he's in cute. That, you know, kind of like construction worker. Yeah, just like boring straight guy kind of a way. It's kind of hot. So he she's like
a stripper. Yeah.
Especially later at the Studio 54 party, which rar. So she's like, ladies and gents, this is Bill with my boyfriend. Like, we've always had this don't ask, don't tell relationship. But like, I know that he's not being loyal to me. So if you can do it, why can't I do it? I'll tell you why you can't. Because he is paying for your lifestyle. Yeah. So it's not that it's not fair. Of course, if he's fucking other people, you should be able to fuck other people too. Bringing them on national TV, I don't know, is the wisest move. It's like rubbing it in his face when he's paying for you to live in a 60,000 square foot house. It's just not the same. Like, you're hired. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like the cleaning lady coming in and being like, I'm cleaning all day. Why aren't you cleaning? You're literally hired to clean. That's why.
Well, these two have a huge amount of chemistry. She's like, how's your mom? Did she pack your lunch this morning? She didn't. You know, she used to pack my lunch in high school. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, ever since then, I loved your mom. She's the best. I'm like, wow, these guys, they have so much to talk about. Who packed whose lunch? Also, why is it on the radar that the mom is packing his lunch anyway?
Because he lives with his mom. He lives with his mom is what I'm getting from this. Yes. Like, your boyfriend, he's too poor to date. He still lives with his mom. So you're fucking the rich guy until you can find a way to get some of that money. They are going to kill that man. I think you're totally right with that.
My parents, they know exactly how my relationship is with my boyfriend, and I never lied to them. They really do love him, but they want me to have more for myself. So she's asking Bill how his sister is, and he's like,
so I got more boyfriends.
More boyfriends. Yeah, my sister's doing good. How's Tay? Tay is with Mavi. And I'm like, when was the last time you guys saw each other? Has it been like 15 years? You guys?
I don't know.
What sort of conversation is this?
I don't understand this show. So she shows a picture of her nephew or whatever. She's like, isn't he the cutest little nugget? And he goes, yeah, he's handsome. Yeah, well, first time I met Bill was in seventh grade. So my parents have always known him. And every time my mom sees him, she brings up Bill. Every time she sees me, she's like, Bill, 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 Bill. And so we see a flashback to her mom going, Kelsey, how's my future son-in-law Billy doing?
My mom just wants me to be with someone who will help me procreate, you know? So you feel like you'll be a good dad, Bill? You want some kids? He's like, yeah, eventually. How many? I wouldn't say more than two. What about you? As long as I have a nanny, I would have as many kids as needed. I'm like, bad news. Bad news, mom. Once the other guy's out of the picture, there is no nanny for you.
No, okay? Mom. He lives with his mother.
Okay. Yeah, his math.
So she's like, well, Bill always known that I was a relationship, but, you know, I'm keeping him at arm's length until I kind of figure out where my relationship's going. Because I love my boyfriend, but he's never going to budge on having kids. He's got his own, but I don't want to sell myself short of being a mom and one day having kids. I can't.
God, he already has his own kid. Okay. So she goes, I want to have kids and be married, and I feel like I'll never get that where I'm at. I don't know. It's been on my mind for a while. Yeah, I'm like, Kelsey, don't lie. Nothing has been on your mind for 10 years. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, this girl. So he's like, yeah, I think you deserve happiness. And whatever makes you happy, make some big goal moves. And obviously, if you need anything, I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Bill, although he's very successful doing whatever the thing is that he does, you know, he can't offer me the life that I've been living without having to work. I don't have any problem working. I can do it. It's just, do I want to? No. Kelsey, you've been in this situation since you were 20. I don't believe you know how to work at this point. I think you.
Well, that's a good point. Where?
Yeah.
Where do you ever work?
Like, sure, you can work at Carvel, but like, you're not going to be able to fund the lifestyle that you're really liking right now.
She's ridiculous. And look, here's the thing with Kelsey, and I hear myself talking, and I feel like it's getting to, it's like veering on problematic. My thing with Kelsey is like, I don't mind if you're a sugar baby or you're like with a man money and you want babies and stuff like that. My problem is being dumb. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do it right. You're doing this in the worst way. You've got some guy who's basically fucking everybody else. You know there's a time limit on this. You know you're going to have to, and you've always known, like, you're going to have a plan. And your backup plan is Bill. And you want to have kids. But, I mean, you're just doing this wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. You need a better business plan.
Yeah, is what you really do.
And it doesn't mean a job. It just means, you know, work whatever you're working better, because you're just doing a poor job. You're doing a piss poor job. And it's hard to watch.
A literal poor job. You brought in a poor. So then we go over to Alicia's house. Liz comes to visit and she walks in. And Alicia's like, hi, so good to see you. Don't mind the house. You'll see a lot of stuff everywhere because of construction. And Liz walks in and goes, wow. Whoa, what's happening here? And we see the living room is like full of dollhouses and all these dolls. I don't know what type of dolls they were. They're
Bratz dolls.
Were those Bratz?
They're not even like regular. They're not like a collection of different kinds of dolls. They're all Bratz dolls.
Those were what the Bratz. I thought Bratz looked different. Oh, those were Bratz dolls. Oh my God.
It's like
hundreds, I thought Bratz dolls were shorter.
Hundreds of Bratz dolls. That. You know, and this is the one that I can completely get behind is Alicia. I think that everything about Alicia is fucking hilarious. And the fact that we learned today that she collects only Bratz dolls made my week.
Liz is like, what's going on? And she's like, these are my friends. She's like, did you take them down for me to come today? You want to show me your friends? Is that what's happening? She's like, no, it's because of construction. It's like, so you put these in your little living room? Huh? She's like, yeah. I mean, she's like, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. She's like, well, ever since I was a little girl, I really love dolls. They're just something very beautiful. It's like an art. I think they're fascinating. You know, look at the way they do the eyeliner and the eyeshadow and the three layers of the lashes. And everyone has a different lipstick with a little bit of shimmer. Like, okay. I appreciate that there's artistry in designing a doll, et cetera. But like the fact that they have different like eyeshadow or like lipstick, it's like, that's not a huge amount of artistry. That's kind of like, they were like, we need to make a new doll. Well, this one has red lipstick. Okay, let's give this one pink lipstick.
No, dolls actually are a lot. That's so much artistry goes into the doll making. I fell down a rabbit hole one day. I think it was like TikTok And I was watching this lady who makes dolls. It's crazy what you go through to make a doll. I watched so many doll videos. I was like, oh my God, three layers of eyelashes? Girl, get me a Bratz. I see it now.
I misspoke. It's not that there's not artistry, because I actually think there's artistry in like really almost anything that is like made for us. Like I think like a keyboard or a scissor, there's artistry in that. I sincerely believe that. But like Alicia is like so surprised that someone put the time and effort to change like the lipstick on two different dolls. I'm like, yeah, because it's like this mass marketed thing. They have to change the look up. Like, I don't know. I just like that she's like, wow, someone thought of that. I was like, yeah, you know? So it's not to say that's not.
There's like, look at that house. Just, can you believe somebody painted it?
Yeah, that's what it's like. Wow. Someone thought to actually paint it a different color. It's like, yeah, because people, they need to differentiate it. So that way you buy it.
And she doesn't even let her daughter play with the dolls because she's so in love with these dolls. And she's like, look at them. They got cute little outfits. They're like outfits. And Liz's like, all right, no judgment, okay? Like, you got your friends in the living room, okay? Like, what the fuck am I going to do about it? How long have your friends been held captive? I'm just curious, okay? So they sit and they eat stuff and they're like, oh my God, I'm starving to death. I'm barely living right now. I'm literal bones and skin. So they talk about the winery and Alicia's like, you know what? I hope I didn't make you feel bad because I wasn't attacking. Okay. I wasn't attacking you. You know, it's like people ask questions about me all the time, you know? So I was asking questions about you. That's it. You know, it wasn't an attack.
You know, there's rumors about you, having an affair. There's rumors about me running over a woman, you know, things like that. So, and she goes, I get it. You know, all I say about all this is, look, they can believe whatever they want. Okay. They can believe whatever. I'm obviously very chill about it, as you'll see in the rest of the episode. And she's like, well, it's like, you could ask me when I'm not married. Like, but I feel like I'm an open book.
like some people might not be. She was like, yeah, I know why you're not married. We've talked about that before.
So now Alicia talks a little bit more about her relationship. She goes,
I've been engaged for, I don't know, my daughter's 8, so probably 9 years. I don't know. I count it with crackers. What was my favorite cracker back then? Oh, yeah, it was Ritz. So that was definitely 2015. Yeah, 9 years ago. So I got engaged right before her. And like, I'm not planning a wedding because I don't know. Personally, I haven't had been successful in relationships in my life. And growing up in a family full of 6 women, well, 5 after I ran over one of them, but 5 of them are divorced. And then seeing my mom, my dad, not so working out. I don't know. I just had my guard up.
He made me sign a prenup. He wanted me to. Then he went to the lawyers. And you know what? The lawyer told me, you're not even going to see a single penny. You know, nothing. You know, he won't even put my name on the house. Okay, get the fuck out of there. What is with the men on this show? Why? What is happening here? Get out. Get out. Go to a different state if you have to. And Liz says, yeah, you know, she should be able to have an advocate for herself. Jerry and I are 50-50 on everything in life. We bought the house together. Our business we built together. It's a no-brainer. You know, he's my partner.
Every fish he brings back from the deep sea, I own half of it, okay? Every single fish. I don't even have to do any of the work, but I own half of every fish.
So Alicia's like,
well, make sure that you would never... Okay, if you're ever to leave me or cheat me, I'm not left without a house. My father did that to my mom, and let's be honest, I had to move back with my grandparents. She goes, oh, so that's the story of it. So I don't remember how that went, but bingo, that's where your reservations come in, bingo.
Oh, thanks, Shelley, Justin, Raphael.
she goes,
oh, yeah, I don't remember the story of that. So that's how that happened.
What do you mean you don't remember? You don't remember your friend being destitute after getting dumped? What the hell, Liz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bingo. Just realize it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Goodwill Lizing. Or good Liz Will.
Yeah, so Alicia says that her dad has been out of the house since she was 16 years old. And when he left the mom, he sold the house. And so the only thing she has left from her dad is his last name and his temper.
Which may be a little bit sometimes. You know, maybe it's a little bit.
So Liz is like, you know, I know you're not working right now. You got to find yourself. You got to find your passion.
She's like, well, you know, maybe get into Pizza Mama with Billy. That's my passion. You know, I love taking sexy pictures for Pizza Mama.
She's like, yeah, you know what? You know, I hate that I have to ask him for money. It's a power trip. You know, I always thought it'd be like a dream to be like a stay-at-home wife or a girlfriend in my situation. It actually sucks. So, but quick question. So, like, do you need any help with Jerry's party? Like, can I bring anything? You need some cracker? I can bring some crackers. I can bring cracker. You want a cracker? I got crackers.
I like when she says, yeah, you know, I could get into Pizza Mama, you know, because I don't want to get in the kitchen or nothing, but, you know, like, I could do the decorating. It's a pizza shop. It's not even, we're not talking even Buca di Beppo level, okay? It's a literal pizza shop with booths that people order a slice at the counter.
What are you talking about?
So Liz is like, you know, I don't need help, but yeah, I'm excited for the party. You talk to Ruler Ma, you talk to Ruler.
Guy invited Ruler, but I don't really know what's happening there.
So is Ruler coming? Everything in this show is about Ruler. Is Ruler coming? Rula. What's Ruler going to do? What's Ruler going to say?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we go to Rula, and she's like, everyone who knows me well knows that I love hosting, so I'm excited. I've set up a Lebanese brunch, and I'm under so much stress. I feel like I need these women around me because they know the culture, and it's just effortless. I try to cook, but the catering definitely helps too. Ha 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 ha. I'm not going to lie. I didn't do it all myself. I'm like, hello. Rula sounds like it's 11:30 p.m., and she's just barely trying to stay awake to finish the cross.
Can we put a battery into Rula, please?
At first, I thought she had morning voice. I'm like, no, she has late night voice.
God.
What was that, honey? Okay.
She's a falafel has more say? Energy than Rula. Like, serious. She's just like, whoa. So they're, you know, she's like, party with my girls. So they're like, how's the kids? And she's like, the kids are good. How's the kids dealing with everything? You know, I mean, they sense a difference. They sense the difference. It hasn't been normal. It hasn't been easy to mentally process all the damage that can come with extra marital involvement. But am I crying? I feel like I'm crying. I'm breathing like I'm crying. A tear's coming. I don't know.
My life is blessed. I have, you know, I've had to make decisions really carefully to consider, you know, everything that we built together and especially the children. So, yeah. And Stephanie goes, it's not you and him. We've been engraved since we were young that your family is everything. Look at this. On my chest, it says, family is everything. On my chest, engraved. And there's one lady. I've even got it
on my key ring. Okay. I got it at Things Remembered. Family. Family is everything.
There's one lady who's right next to her at this table. I don't remember which of these. I don't remember if it's Stephanie or Rula or whoever. It's not Rula. I mean, I don't remember if it's Stephanie or Medi or any of these people. But there's one lady who's like next to Rula, and she is so over the top. She's like, ah! I'm like, I love this lady. She's like, don't forget, family's everything. You got every family. You got a family. I'm like, please have her on every episode.
You don't just walk out the door when someone makes a bad decision. Yeah, you fucking do. Literally. Especially when they're currently making it right now, probably in a parking lot of some Walmart. Yes, you fucking do make that decision. And Maddie's like, he made a mistake. Just stay strong, focused, and move the fuck forward. Ah. God, with friends like these, Jesus.
I've never contemplated a divorce. Divorce is like definitely not rampant in the Lebanese and Syrian cultures. And the producer goes, but you've been divorced, right? I'm not trying to talk about that. My family wouldn't love that. Like, oh, okay.
That was funny. That was funny. The producer's like, you've been divorced. Hello.
It's like, I'm just trying to hold it together because people are sitting there talking about pictures and Joelle and, you know, the one who's made it her place to just be all in my business. It was on Instagram, for Christ's sake. So she's like, yeah, I don't want to see her at this party. It's just drama. And Maddie's like, you go with Brian and you prove to them that you ain't got shit to worry about. You go have fun. Your body will go, woo, woo, woo. That's what you got to do.
Make sure those boobies swing like the things on the desk. When the marble goes up on the string, it comes and slams the other marble goes up. Make that your breasts, okay? And Lula's like, that's right, absolutely, I'm gonna do that. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll do it. She goes, yeah, no, you tell him Maddie will be after you. She's like, yeah, all of us will be after them, okay? All of us will be the Lebanese mob.
So then Ashley is calling Jared and she's like, is there any chance that you're gonna actually meet me for dinner? He's like, I'm leaving right now, honey. So he leaves the coffee shop and walks right across the street to where she's waiting for him for date night. And she's like, well, God, I mean, if you ask any parent of littles in their 30s, it's like, yeah, I mean, every day is tough. And then you get to bed and you're like, and then 10 minutes later, you're like, oh my God, should we wake them up? They're so cute.
Anyway, let's get back to our amazing relationship. How's Audrey's? How's the ice machine? And afterwards, you can ask me how my day was. He's like, well, I called the mechanic and he's just like a little backed up right now. And then the oven started making noise and might need a new coffee machine as well. And sometimes it just shuts off in the middle of the brewing. And I don't know. I'm like, what is happening at this coffee shop? Why would any of us want to go to this place that's like stuck together with like tape and bubblegum? What is happening here?
It's a money pit. He's like, well, the problem with my insecurities is the fact that I'll come home from work knowing that I made like minuscule money. Yeah, and you need to let me continue to work to make the extra money because I'm making all the money. Yeah, I get it. He's like, yeah.
Rosella, caramel macchiato. Rosella. I'm sorry, honey. Were you saying something?
He's like, exactly. Like, what am I even doing? She's like, yeah, it's like a burden being home with no one, you know? And like, I hate thinking like that. So, I mean, look at all the stay-at-home moms out there. I mean, most moms have to stay home, you know, lose their gabonis, you know what I mean? He's like, but you're not a stay-at-home mom now. You do have a nanny. She goes, oh, well, still though. I mean, he works so many hours and he still doesn't feel super fulfilled. And that makes me sad. Wait a minute. What are you doing? I'm squirting caramel into a cup. Honey, we're at a restaurant. I keep it in my pocket.
Kiara, dirty chai latte, Kiara.
Stop. But there is no Kiara, Jared. Stop trying to avoid this conversation. It's not even his hours at the shop. The stress for me at this point is the fact that even when he's not there, he's like, I don't get his best self, okay? And like his mind is going crazy all day long. It's crazy.
Valentina iced latte with almond milk.
Jared, I'm in my confessional. You can't do that to me in my confessional.
Last week, I asked him to bathe one of the children, and he said, how hard can it be? It's like dipping a biscotti into a tea.
And then he complained that the... And then he held the espresso grounds right up to the faucet in the bathtub. I said, it's not the right machine. You can't damp it.
Do you know how many baby bottles he's broken from slamming them on the side of the trash can? I tell him, it's not an espresso pod, honey.
I told him I wanted a bubble bath. And he gave me a milk foam in the bath instead.
It actually really hurt.
It was hot.
So a waiter comes over with an electric pepper grater. And I don't know why they featured that, but he's like, would you like some pepper? And she goes, yeah. And he's like, bzzz. Jared was like, wow, that's like the most Rhode Island thing I've ever said in my entire life. When she brought out the pepper and it was automatic, I was like, oh, fancy. It's like an automatic pepper shaker. I'm like, damn, wow, you guys got... Well, congratulations. This is the first time you haven't talked about your coffee shop in a sentence.
But you know, the next episode, he's like, I invented a new coffee drink. It's a latte with freshly ground pepper. And you're like, on top of it. Rosie goes and has an anniversary dinner with Rich at Cersei, which, by the way, no better way to celebrate your anniversary than to go to a restaurant named after the villainess of Game of Thrones. So
<we're talking laughs> lady well fucking her brother in Game of Thrones. So they order, and the order's like, you want panzanella? He goes, yeah, I want some panzanella.
And then Rosie and the waiter look at him like, oh my God, this is embarrassing.
I love being married to Rich, and we're constantly saying, can you believe we get to do this forever? This is so fun, but he is corny. And then I think, wow, forever.
Our note lady for the day, Colleen. Hi, Colleen. Thanks for the notes. She wrote, Ed Cooley is the coach that Rosie was rumored to have sex with. And he apparently it was like this big scandal and he had to leave town and move. He was the coach of the Providence Friars, which is so funny. I love that name. The Providence Friars. Listen here. The Friars have all gotten together. We can't have you here if you're having sex with the lady with the Saturday show. Okay. We don't like a picnics. So get out. Get out. We're transferring you.
The Friars is a very serious organization, okay?
So Rosie says, you know what's so crazy that I think about sometimes? I thought you were going to be like a fuckboy, and I didn't really think you'd ever like propose and we get married, but I did want to get married, and I don't necessarily want to have kids. I'm like, wait, you thought he was a fuckboy, but you still got married to him anyway? Okay.
It's Rhode Island. Yeah, but apparently that's just how it rolls. I mean, there are no men in Rhode Island. Everyone is putting up with an absolute shit man here. So he's like, I don't think it's something we should rule out, though. She's like, you know, I have trauma, like familial stuff that goes back, but I never wanted to be a mom. He goes, but do you think your mom wanted to be a mom? She goes, no, I don't. It's kind of my point. Okay.
So growing up, my mom was the primary caregiver. And if you weren't perfect, it was a problem. And I've never been perfect. And so it's like,
what were you doing as a teenager? I've never been. I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
Wasn't that like in an earlier episode? Didn't she say something like that? Like, yeah, no, there was some stuff like I wasn't the best kid.
Maybe that was Joellen. No, Joellen said that.
Joellen has problems with her mom.
Joellen said that. So Rich was like, do you think you would resent the kid if you had a kid? She goes, maybe,
which is very honest. Yeah. And you would think at this point, you'd be like, ooh.
So she says that her mom is Catholic and Rich isn't Catholic. And she was like, I don't really care about that. But like, they weren't going to have a Catholic wedding. But then the mom was like, oh, you better have a Catholic wedding. Otherwise you're disowned. And so then she's like, fine, we'll have a Catholic wedding. And then that's, you know, then they like had it. And then she's like, wait, this isn't normal. So basically what Rosie is saying is that she's basically like the daughter-in-law of Posh Spice at this point. She's like, I didn't get to have the wedding that I wanted. she's like Nicola Peltz. She's like, my mother ruined the entire wedding.
Then she started Dirty Dancing with Rich. So weird. So he's like,
should be the Brooklyn, but anyway, yeah, yes.
She's like, well, I don't want to turn into that. Yeah, I know, but that would have been weird if the mom started Dirty Dancing with her, right?
Yes.
Like, sometimes not everything works like that. Okay. So Rosie's like, oh, I don't want to turn into that. You know, we've been on the page for so long about this. And he goes, yeah, but your perspective might change over the next year. No, Rich, if you want babies, you should be with someone who wants babies. Don't get with some lady who clearly is telling you she doesn't want babies and then slowly talk her into it and then force her into it, into the point she has babies, she resents the babies, and then you cheat on her and leave her for somebody because, you know, they're not resentful and bitter towards you. And then she's stuck with the goddamn baby she never wanted in the first place.
Yeah, she already even admitted she'd be resentful. So he's like, well, maybe your perspective might change over the next year. And she goes, yeah, and no, and maybe that, maybe it will change in the next 5 years. Cause he's like 1 year. She's like 5 years. So he goes, yeah, but you say five.
She said five point, to 10. She says five to 10.
Five to 10. Five to 10. And then he's
five
like,
to 10, that, girl.
And he's like, yeah, but at that, you're saying that, but at five, at that point, you'll be 30. I'm not going to say the age. She goes, well, look, I'm very good looking for my age. So fine, I'll say it. In 6 years, I'll be 40. Sue me. I'm going to look 35. I don't care. You can say my age. She's like, no, it's not that you're going to look so good in that many years. It's you won't have much more time left to have a baby.
But she's like, whatever, like, I'll look 25 great. Then. I'll look 25. Okay, I'm going to keep getting all the lasers. She goes, but the baby might. You might have trouble getting pregnant, but I'm going to look amazing. How dare you say I'm not going to look amazing in 5 years?
She's like, it's okay. We can wait. I'll still look hot. I'll still be a hot mom in like 5 or 10 years. He's like, it's not about looking hot.
Yeah. So then we go to Liz's house. It's the day of the Studio 54 party. 54. And she's going over stuff with the party planner while all the ladies are getting glam at their homes. And Rosie's like, I don't really know about Studio 54. Here's the only thing I'm really certain about in life. I don't want fucking children. Okay?
Yeah.
Ever.
Alicia's like, I actually love this era because it's like I always thought I was like a drug dealer's wife. And then the music stops and she goes, you know, it's like that movie. What's it? Scarface. Scarface. You ever watch Scarface? Scarface? She's like, Scarface? Scarface. Scarface? She's like, no. You never saw Scarface? She's like, if it wasn't on the Disney Channel, I probably didn't see it.
But the Disney I'm destroyed. Channel, I'm destroyed.
Alicia.
I'm destroyed. So Liz is getting ready, and then her stepdaughters show up, and everyone's talking about each other's outfits. Like, oh, daddy, so 70s. Look at you. So now we get it's a Bravo scene where everybody's just arriving, you know, for 20 minutes. Rula doesn't want to come to the party. What'd you say?
Looking vaguely Studio 54-ish.
Not really. Not really at all. I feel like these people just wear these outfits all the time.
Yeah.
This seemed like a very appropriate, it's like an easy party for this cast. So, and they're wearing a lot of Amazon, like disco, lasers. The guys are all wearing the Amazon disco shirts, you know, and I know because I've had to go to these parties and I've bought these shirts on Amazon before.
We just bought blazers for the crappies. We understand the brands.
Yes. So Rula's like, yeah, I just want to stay calm and cool, but you know, they better not mess with me or they're going to see the Lebanese come out. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
Lebanese, I don't think we're known for like extreme tempers. I mean, I think Lebanese are kind of known for peace, no? Like the Lebanese culture is pretty peaceful, at least the one I've always been exposed to. I've never heard like, oh yeah, you want to get a bit of Lebanese? I'm going to whip out some Lebanese on your ass. What, are you going to cook Rula for me and hug me too much?
Rula's going to come for you. She's going to bring out the Lebanese. So Rosie is like, she's like, my look for, she shows up and she's sort of like a hot mess. And she's like, ah, my look for Studio 54 is a complete mess. I'm so embarrassed by this. Like, I like to be an icon and this is not iconic. My original outfit didn't fit me because I was too fat and bloated for my period. Well, now I'm wearing pants that are literally way too tight and I look dumb. She's so unhappy. She's wearing, she does not look.
She's wearing a body, like a bodysuit.
She's not really matching the theme. Dina walks in.
Isn't she though? Everyone's just wearing glitter.
Yeah, it's no one's really only Ashley is sort of hitting it. And also what's her face? Alicia. They both look kind of Studio 54-ish. So Dina walks in and Kelsey's like, oh my God, I know Liz and Dina were best friends, so I was expecting him to be here. But I think him being here is instantly reminding you of like what people are saying. And then we have the flashback about like Liz and Dino having an affair.
She's like, well, the reason she wants him here is because this is her way of showing us girls. Like, look at him and I. We're friends. He's friends with Jerry. Like, this is normal. But listen, I mean, I pretend he doesn't exist. So I have no idea what everyone else sees. I just know I'm not looking at him.
Mm hmm. Because he is mob linked, as has been going around on Twitter. So that might be part of it. So then Bill and Alicia show up.
Oh, let's read this. This is in our notes too. Oh, I love this. Colleen gave us some good notes today. So this is from the American Mafia group, I guess, on Facebook. It says, Dino, the big bully Giulmetti, is a Patriarca family associate from Rhode Island faction of the family, an alleged major drug trafficker who operates under heavyweight Rhode Island capo Matthew Guglielmetti. He's pictured here with his daughter, a little girl he fathered with Shayna Jenkins, who's, oh my gosh, this is good. We're getting some goss.
Shayna Jenkins,
who is the ex-fiance of a convicted murderer, former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Yikes.
Yeah, so, wow, I didn't realize that. So he had a baby with Aaron Hernandez's ex-fiance. Well, there you go. All sorts of interesting things happening over there.
Well, that makes it more sense that the husband's like, take care of her while I'm away.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been offering Liz's hit this whole time? Take care of her. Okay, I'm going to be gone 3 weeks. That's plenty of time. Take care of her.
Yeah. So Bill and Alicia show up, and Bill's basically wearing like the pants and the vest part of a three piece suit, but no shirt. So it's not Studio 54 at all. But this is, I guess, his attempt to look sort of like Studio 54. But he literally looks like a stripper. He's like Chippendales.
Yeah.
And no complaints.
Looks hot.
He's there, and I like that Alicia's like, oh my God, this is the first time I've seen Kelsey and Bill out together. Bill? Billy? I don't know what she calls him. Bill or Billy. I like her as Billy. And it cuts to Kelsey going, Bill, this is Bill. Bill, Bill, this is Bill. Okay, Bill, Bill. Nice to meet you, Bill, Bill. But she's like, what does she call him? Bill, 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 Bill. Is it Billy? Is it Billy?
She's like, Bill's my one plus. He's not my plus one to the party, okay? Like, he's really good friends with Jerry, and he's always going to be at this party, no matter if I was here or not. So this is not our hard launch. Thank you. That was the coffee shop scene, I think. So now Rula and Brian show up, and everyone's like, oh my God, Rula's here. Rula's here. Mm-hmm. And Alicia says, I think Rula's showing up is brave of her. I love her. I think she's classy. She's elegant. But look at Brian coming in wearing two different costumes. Like, one's Studio 54. The other one's the faithful husband. Oh, burn, burn, burn. That was a breath.
Brian looks terrified. He knows what's coming. He is like a very scared capybara right now, just looking around like, what's going to happen to me? And Ashley and Jared arrive, and Ashley's like, I love my bangs, but you know, I actually cut my bangs by accident. I was literally cutting the fake bangs, and I cut my real hair, so I have this like one piece that's my real hair. It's like, no one cares, Ashley. Like, literally no one cares.
Yeah. So then Jared is like, oh, wow. You know, that looks like a stripper outfit, but I did Chippendales once, and it was awesome. Hot. So then,
have you ever done a lap dance while serving someone in a cortado? Oh man, what a thrill.
So everyone's like, Rula's here, and Joellen's here. Oh my God, it's Joellen and it's Rula. Are they gonna talk? And all the ladies are sitting on this couch just right by the front door, just watching everyone come, and it's so weird. So Joellen sees them all sitting together and just waves to them and walks to say hi to other people, because she's like, I'm not doing this right now.
Dolores shows up. She's like, hi, it's me, Dolores. I'm here. What's going on? Do you want something to eat? Okay. But then Gary and Joellen show up, and they're like, we're going to go talk. They're like, hey, do you want to talk, Rula? So Dolores goes, I'm going to go get a real diet soda. Bye. I'm like, I don't know what that meant, but Dolores knows when it's time to leave. She gets out, and then she just goes across the park. She goes, they're having their talk. They're talking right now. Everyone gather around. They're going to talk.
So Gary is like, so what's going on with Colin Joellen's work stuff? And Rilla goes, okay, Brian, you want to tell him what happened? And so Brian's like, go ahead, honey, you do it. She's like, Joellen's like, I don't even know if you were even involved. Now, Brian, I know that you were and that you called my work and that you wrote an email to my work. And he's, Brian's like, yeah, certain things about me, which I really don't want to say right now, that was being perpetuated by her. And I, happened to be talking to a friend of mine and he's like, oh, well, I'll just talk to a boss right now. And Joellen's like, wait, so you didn't send an email saying I want to write a complaint about her?
Well, so he said, you know, send an email. So I sent an email.
She's like, I'm not your rep. And he was like, yeah, but did you call the company? Or and Gary, who's there, Gary now has like a little mustache. And for some reason, he looks like 10 times hotter. And he's like, did you call the company or did this guy call the company? And Joellen goes, he called the company. Brian's like, oh, no. And I brought her up. And so I called him. And yeah, Brian called my colleague and talked shit about me. Well, my intent was not to get her fired. I said, Rula, you want to take it from here? Rula, you want to do this? Come on, Rula, you going to help me out here?
Rula's just watching.
And I said some things.
And Gary's like, well, what was the intent, though? And he's like, well, she said certain things. You know, can you have her, like, stop saying certain things?
Like, well, I would have expected you to call me and then I would have shut it down because she's a lady who listens to a man and I would have talked to her. So when I hear it goes right to the tap, right to the job, it gets me pissed off. She's getting called from Harriet Rinaldi departments and like someone calls my wife's work. That's a huge fucking problem for me.
So the other girls are just watching. And Rosie's like, yeah, that's not going well. It's not going well. Gary's in the glitter jacket and he's like yelling. So back to Joellen. She's like, we're not calling jobs here. We're not crossing that line. Like, it's not funny. Like, he doesn't want me to gossip about his appearance. Okay. But he's going to call my job. And Rilla's like, can you just stop throwing things out like that, Joellen? Please.
And Gary's like, because everyone's talking about it. Yeah, everyone knows, Rula. Everyone knows. And Rosie's watching. She's like, oh my God, this is great. I should be a relationship commentator. Reporting live, I'm Rosie Woods. We are here at the scene in Liz's living room. Details are unclear at the time, but it seems as though Brian Pontrelli may have tried to get Joellen fired. So Joellen's like, look, Rula, if he's having an affair, that's not my problem. It's like, whoa, listen. He had an indiscretion. It's water under the bridge. Okay, don't let me bring the Lebanese out right now.
Well, don't take it out on me, though. She's like, I'm not trying to take it out on you, but what I'm taking out on you is that you're exacerbating and spreading everything. Okay? Now, listen, I'm not naive. I'm not turning a blind eye. I mean, he said it was done, and I believe Brian. That is turning a blind eye.
And being naive.
Joellen's like, he's still fucking somebody.
So, you know, you were very easy. You were very excited to spread pictures and hearsay. And Gary goes, whatever is going on with all that, I could give a fuck. What I care about is my wife putting food on the table for my children. And Joellen goes, and maybe it's not done. You don't want to admit it. Fine, Brian. You don't want to admit it. She goes, but he's not having an affair. He is having an affair. And Brian's sitting there like his eyes wide, like,
Yeah, Joellen's just calling it out right in front of the husband, which I loved. And the husband's like, but doesn't deny anything. And Rula just keeps looking at him. And meanwhile, birthday cake's coming out, and everyone's enormous. Singing.
Enormous cake the size of an airplane wheel. This thing was, I've never seen such a big birthday cake. It was huge.
And they're still fighting. And Joellen's like, oh my God, promise on my kids. On my kids. It's still going on. And Rulu just goes, sure. And she's like, Brian, do you have anything to say? Here, just tell him how it is, Brian. He's like, speak your piece, Brian. We all have things that we do. And I'm not talking about anything. Oh my God.
Joellen's like, I'm not looking to hurt Rula. I'm just trying to protect her from a horrible husband. And everyone else in this group knows about this. And she deserves to know this. Like, I would want to know, wouldn't you? Rula's like, why aren't you saying anything? She goes, he's like, well, what do you want me to say? I mean, you guys are saying it all. You know, what should I say? Could you imagine you're being accused on TV of having an affair and your kids are watching this and you can't even if you're lying, you can't even say that's a total lie. Don't do that because my kids will see that. You can't even say that. You're just gonna be like,
Because of saying it all. Yeah, she's saying you're having an affair and you're not denying it. Oh my gosh. So she's Joelle's like, I don't care if it's not my business. Don't call my job. Okay. Don't call my job. So Liz comes over to break it up. She's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? She's doing something here. She's doing something. And they're still like, don't call her job, blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. Listen, it's Jerry's 54th birthday and we're going to forget about this because this is like stupid. Okay, wait. Someone's husband's cheating. I mean, who cares? Who cares?
I'll tell you what's stupid. Liz's future meltdown at the end of the episode. That was over nothing. This is about like an affair and about someone's job, meddling with someone's job. This is actually a pretty high stakes fight. And Liz's like,
it's stupid. Okay, unless it involves fishing for 3 weeks in the middle of the Atlantic, I don't want to hear about it. It's stupid.
Joelle says, well, this isn't about Rula. It's about Brian. I just want to shake her. I want to shake Rula, but I can't because the hair topper will fall off.
So Rula and Brian are like, we're going to go. We're going to go. And Brian goes, yeah, next time she's going to say I was at a Diddy freak off. I don't know.
Maybe. You know, Rula's like, he goes, maybe. I don't know. I like that. He's like, maybe I was at a Diddy freak off. Like, I don't even know. You guys say whatever you want to. Was I? Was I not? Why do I have baby oil in my pocket? I don't know.
Rula has no idea what he's talking about. Who's Diddy? So Rosie is like, oh my God, oh my God. We were watching. What happened? I was commentating. I was so good. I was actually so funny. And Joellen's like, yeah, Gary was good. He's going to get laid tonight. Yes. So Rula and Brian are now in their car ride home. And it's really awkward because, you know, I know you like to be calm and quiet about things. And I just wish you would have said something because Joellen was trying to put you down, you know? And just, you know, I'm upset that Brian didn't say much. You know, Gary's standing by his wife's side. Where's Brian?
Yeah, he's like, I wasn't about to start a fight with a female. She goes, it's not about starting a fight. Why didn't you shut it down? She's like, I wish he was just more stern and defensive. You know, I wouldn't have minded if he'd unleashed on her. He's having an affair. What are you doing, yeah. Rula? Like, I can't with this. So this then, Ashley and her romantic relationship, they're driving home and she's like, Jerry, do we really have to stop at the coffee shop on the way home? He's like, only for a minute, baby. Only for a minute.
What are you doing at like 11:30 p.m. at the coffee shop? Are you fixing the machine? Are you,
what the fuck is going
like,
on?
He's like, I'm pretty sure my automatic pepper grinder arrived. I got to bring it inside. So Kelsey goes up to Liz. Liz is just like sitting, eating cake. And so Kelsey's like, hey, she's like, oh, hey, girl, I'm so glad you're here because I want to go down the seawall with Jerry and Dino because he's still one of my best friends. And I want to have time with Jerry and Dino at the seawall because I want like people to see the three of us when we get together that understand that we're actually best friends. You know, it makes sense if you think about it. Just picture it. Three of us, Jerry, Liz, Dino. It all makes sense now.
All I want is to go to the seawall.
If she said seawall, one more time, and Kelsey's like,
talking about
going stuff, just ongoing what rumors, ongoing rumors. Bye, fuck off, Kelsey.
And now she gets up and storms upstairs, and Kelsey's like, what? What did I say?
What happened? She's like, fuck off, Kelsey. She's like, why are you mad? She's like, I wanted to be at the seawall with my husband and my best friend. And you went, I think not. Because Dino, the ongoing, you know what? I don't have an ongoing. It's all lies. And I got nothing to hide. And maybe I do, but I don't. Maybe you have something to hide, but I don't got nothing to hide. And I was going to not hide it at the seawall.
And meanwhile, they're like in the bathroom of her room. So we see her bedroom, which is a mess, which is fine because it's like party mess where you put everything in the bedroom, right? But did you notice the paint job in this place? The room is black, but it was like, did they do it themselves? I feel like they didn't use primer. You know, like when someone paints something, they don't know how to paint it. And there's like all these weird uneven tones. The light hits in these strange ways. Like, I was like, did you guys use like oil paint from like, were you guys like, did you guys use the proper paint? Did you notice it? I thought for sure, Ronnie, you may have noticed it. Like, how
no, I thought like, they just went into like a dark room and then we heard this is all stuff that we're hearing and not seeing, right?
No, but next time go look at that room and you're gonna see the uneven paint job. And I was like, what is going on in this room? It looks crazy in here. Aside from, it looks already crazy, it's like base level crazy, and then the paint job is all like. I'm like, you guys are wealthy. Did you not hire proper painters? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, so Liz is losing her shit, and Kelsey's like, why are you mad? And she's like, you go more, you know what, you go more, you got more eye than I do. How about that? How about that, bitch? And so now other people are coming up. And Kelsey's like, what am I hiding? My boyfriend's literally downstairs.
And she's like, oh, yeah, the way that Kelsey stood up and says, this tool is said to be this ongoing. She says ongoing to me. That rubbed me the wrong way. She's tried to distance a road story with Dino by pointing a finger at me.
So wait, Liz has a story with Dino, too? I mean, Kelsey does?
Kelsey?
So Liz is like, you and I are two different people. She goes, since when? She goes, since you said ongoing down there. That's why I'm going.
Who would have thought seawall and ongoing would be like the keywords of this episode?
So they ask her, how does Kelsey know Dino? And she's like, that's a great question. You have to ask Kelsey about that one.
Kelsey's like, this isn't what I wanted.
I know, we never with Kelsey. I don't give a fuck anymore. Get out. I just want to go to bed and then go down the seawall with Gino and Jerry and back up to bed. Okay, I don't give a fuck anymore, Kelsey. Just get out of here, ongoing. I've got an ongoing issue with you. That's like, oh, God, ongoing.
Yeah, so Alicia's like, you know what? I never see Liz and Kelsey fight like that. Like, don't fuck with her, Liz. Okay, you know what? Let's pack up and go, guys. Let's just pack up and go. I miss my dolls. So it's weird. I don't know what the fuck Liz was on about either.
Liz was really upset. Like the ongoing. You know, she was just drunk. Let's be honest. She was drunk. She'd had a long night of partying. She was drunk. She's just.
But then what's this other? I think it might be more because if. Kelsey has a thing with Dino, then she's saying, listen, and she's trying to keep her away and say, listen, you shouldn't be with Dino right now because there's all this speculation. Maybe she's like, oh, really? You're trying to get Dino from me? I mean, who knows what's going on? This show's so crazy.
Yeah. It's a wacky, wacky show.
It's a crazy show. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this one, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow for a little Below Deck action. I talk to you then.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses. It's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sherratt.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.